Welcome back to the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
Hello. And the Oscars were on last night. We all had an opportunity to watch the telecast. And as you probably know about the Colleen and Bradley Show, we've got some opinions.
Yay.
Yay. Okay, so where do we begin? It's the glitziest and glamorousest evening in Hollywood.
It is indeed.
And it is the Oscars. And this year was supposed to be a little bit different, right? Because they hired Steven Soderbergh to do the production. And my thoughts on that, if I may just drop them here.
Yeah, please.
In the
That's
comment
where
box.
You're supposed to.
Is that the first shot was amazing. And then it just sort of was interesting camera work from then on out and not much else.
So what did not work for you? So you're talking, of course, about Regina King's entrance.
Oh, so amazing. The single shot of her walking in. And it was amazing.
But beyond that, like what then deflated the balloon for you?
After that, it felt like a lot of, how do I say this? Like, I don't know. I feel like it was missing something, like maybe energy or something. It was just very slow, very kind of up its own rear a little bit. Like it was just very Hollywood-y. There, what bothered me the most, and this seems like such a simple thing, and it rectified itself later in the telecast, and it was confusing to me, is that in the early awards that they gave, they did not show any clips.
Yeah.
They just announced the nominees. Now, I've been at home for a year, but that does not mean I've seen everything.
Yeah.
In fact, I've seen very little of what was nominated. So a lot of these things were really unfamiliar to me, and there wasn't a point of reference at all.
Yeah, I think if you know, if I were to look at two things specifically with this year's telecast, the first of them would be most certainly we needed clips and or performances. I wasn't quite sure why we didn't get musical performances, because again, there are so many, you can do anything, right? Like you've decided not to do the very rigid thing, which you would normally, I would imagine, as somebody putting together a production every year, you're like, how do we make this thing, which is so specific, unique, right? Like in normal years, those constraints are very difficult to overcome. This year, you really had the world is your oyster. So why not just make it about actual performances and then, you know, get to the awards? Now, obviously, it's not going to be all that way because it's not just for, you know, the person sitting on the couch. This is a reflection of the industry to itself. I get all that. But what I'm saying is there was so much more leeway that I feel like they could have worked in some more entertaining components, whether that's, you know, as simple as a clip or giving more opportunity. Because, like, you had all of these weird things like the remote locations, which I swear there was like one cutaway of people in Sweden that was a blue screen.
It absolutely was.
I was like, that's got to be a blue screen because they look like...
hi, we're going to
Delaware.
Yeah. Yes.
Like, I'm in Sweden.
It was so distracting, like Borat.
Oh my gosh, Isla Fisher is his wife.
Isla Fisher.
And his name
Sacha Baron Cohen.
Yep.
Right? Like, it's not like we don't talk about these people every day, but Sacha Baron Cohen, you know, he was live in, were they in,
I think they were in Sydney.
Yeah, they were in Sydney, Australia.
I knew they were in the southern hemisphere somewhere, right? Because it was bright daytime. Well, I guess in the east. Anyway, they were so distracting. Anytime they would cut away to people at a remote location, it was just like, you just felt bad for them, right? Because they looked like they were on, you know,
Mars?
GMA doing like an interview, like, there's like a delay so that their nodding or smiling was off with, I just feel like they could have done something a little differently or just not done that at all.
Right.
And I know that you're not going to please everybody. And it's, you know, when you're running the thing, you get to do things your way. But from my standpoint, I just feel like they had this sandbox of opportunity that they could have utilized a little bit more anyway.
And it felt to me, and I don't know about you, but it felt to me, I felt like I could see what they were trying to do and it missed the mark, right? Like it felt like they were trying to elevate it just slightly. Elevate the telecast. We've always known that the telecast has been an issue. We've always known that in the past few years, they're having declining numbers in ratings and they need to figure out something new to try. And I felt like I could see what they were trying to do. Like they elevated the technique of the camera work just ever so slightly. They clearly were trying to try new things in terms of how they announced nominees, etc. The star power is there. It just like missed on every, I got so bored. I fell asleep and then I woke up and then I saw Glenn Close doing da butt and then I left. I was out.
I laughed out loud. I thought that was hilarious. The problem is I'm like, I don't know why this is like, again, I literally turned to Jamie and said something like, I don't know what planet are we on? Why are we doing this? Well, but it was hilarious, right?
Well, fascinating that moment in the telecast in the Oscars, that was when they decided to insert a deliberately humorous bit in a show that had no comedy bits about it whatsoever.
Yeah, it was literally a game show bit.
It was so strange. Right? And like, let's do this little... It was the Ellen DeGeneres selfie moment. It was the thing that like was going to get everybody talking the next day, but it was so deep in the broadcast that it like I'd already decided I was bored.
Now, I will say what I did appreciate about the telecast was it felt more intimate. The problem is I just don't think you could, like, pulling that off for 3 hours seems like a really tough sell. Like, there were some acceptance speeches that felt more intimate, I think, in that space than they would have in this grand theater, or at least it provides a more intimate setting. Like, it just felt like everybody was closer and more connected. And, you know, whether it was Tyler Perry's speech, the woman from Minari, her speech was great.
Fantastic.
Just like the banter between her and Brad Pitt. Like there were some moments that the space provided some intimacy. But doing that for 3 hours, I really don't know that any format is going to be able to achieve that. And it was more than 3 hours, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But I did appreciate at one point when they cut away to break. No, when they came back from a break, the announcer said, "We're right on schedule." And I thought that felt a little forward to me. Like they were preemptively trying to let us know.
Reminding you like, hey,
we're doing it right, guys. Don't worry about it. I thought that's so, it felt so out of, there were so many moments like that where, like you said, Bradley, where you wondered like, what planet did I just arrive on? I had that feeling many times. And I just thought this isn't going to get better and I'm going to tap out. And so I did. And now we're going to tap out. Because when we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we got to get to some Kardashian news. It's like Kardashian, Tegan, and Woods, which is not a law firm.
No, but it could be.
But it is the story.
It might be in the future. We don't know.
We don't know. We'll talk about it when we come back on My Talk 107.1. Well, welcome to this meeting of the board of directors for Kardashian, Tegan, and Woods. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1, streaming live at mytalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment, Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
Hi. And what do these three have to
do
with each
other?
It is ridiculous.
Yeah. So, you know, I saw this story to myself.
You saw it to yourself?
Well, I mean, technically I was alone by myself. It's usually what alone is. No, I saw this headline and I just knew we were all going to have feelings. So let me share it with you.
Okay.
Exclusive. Jordan Woods gift from Kris Jenner's line, not a peace offering. I'll explain what that means because, you know, maybe if you don't listen to us or my talk that much, you're like, Jordan Woods, Kris Jenner gift? What? Line? Huh? So this all has to do with Kris Jenner and Chrissy Teigen's brand new cleaning line called Fabulous or whatever. What's it called again? I'm sorry. I don't know. I think it's called Safely. Yes. So they have this new cleaning product line. It's called Safely. Mm-hmm. And they were sending out, bougie press kits.
Of course.
Full of product, right? We didn't get ours.
Thanks a lot, guys.
Rude!
Did Lori and Julie get theirs?
Probably.
Did Jason and Alexis get theirs?
Probably.
Did Donna and Steve get theirs?
Probably.
Probably not. No, because we usually don't.
Hashtag middays.
Midday. No, nobody got this, but guess who did? Jordan Woods. Okay, back it up. What? So, Colleen, why would Chrissy Teigen and Kris Jenner's new product line sending free gift with purchase to Jordan Woods be, excuse me, what status?
Because Jordan Woods was known at one time as Kylie Jenner's bestie.
Bestie. Double D best friend.
They were besties. And Jordan Wood showed up at a party at Tristan Thompson's home back when the first time that Tristan and Khloé were together.
Yeah.
And she apparently kissed him. And then it exploded the Kardashian Woods union.
Yeah. And Jordan Woods went flying out of Kardashian world.
Right. And Khloé, you know, because when you're on the outs with one sister, you're on the outs with all of them.
Sisters.
So,
the three musketeers.
And then Khloé and Tristan broke up, right? Because he had multiple cheating allegations. That was not one of them, but that was apparently quite disrespectful.
Yeah, but guess who got banished for good?
Jordan Woods.
Not Tristan Thompson, no, the man who actually did the wrong, but right. Jordan Woods, who did nothing other than be a woman and a friend to a Kardashian, which we know never ends well.
So, and by the way, it wasn't a makeout. It was not a makeout kiss. It was like a...
It was just... But, like, it is what it is, and it was what it was. But, like, again, what we know is that Jordan Woods is on the out. So it seems a little bizarre that Kris Jenner would be like, you know...
Here's your free cleaning product.
Giving her, like, a consolation.
Thanks for breaking up my daughter's marriage.
That's, I mean, right? But then TMZ shows up, and what does that mean? If TMZ is telling us a story about a Jenner Kardashian,
it means that the call is coming from inside the house. The press release came from Camp Kardashian, and said, "Please write about this."
So let's untangle that. Then, when you see a headline, exclusive Jordan Woods, hey you guys, that gift that Kris Jenner's line gave Jordan Woods was not a peace offering. No, what is that trying to tell us, do you think?
To pay,
nothing is real, and everyone's
like, wrong. Well, I mean, I you might have an answer that might be different.
I mean,
from
I have
I'm
an
getting.
Idea, but I'm sure you do too, and I'm sure they're both about the same.
Well, it basically is like, look at this, talk about this, which is what we're doing, right?
Yeah, also, like, it's just their way of saying, like, don't worry, they're still on the outs.
Yeah.
This is not some way to, like, remove the stink on Jordan Woods. We just want all the publicity we can get.
We just want attention.
So, Jordan's momager, Elizabeth Woods, told TMZ, there is nothing to read into this gift because it was sent by Kris and Chrissy Teigen's PR team. This was not a peace offering in any way, shape, or form. Fans started losing their minds earlier this month when Jordan took to Instagram and posted a series of stories with the gift box. Now, to Jordan's credit, she was totally kind about the whole thing. But what I love about this story is that they're like, there is nothing to see here. The feud is still in full effect. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, I'm going to promote your mom's stuff. Like, there is, it's so, now, what this makes me think, truth be told, is that if you go back in the Wayback Machine with Team Colleen Bradley's TARDIS, that's a time and relative dimensions and space acronym for a time machine, thanks to Doctor Who.
Thank you.
What did we say originally about the nuclear meltdown that was Jordan Woods and Khloé and the Kardashian
It was
empire.
A performance. It was all for show. For the show.
I feel like it kind of still is.
I agree with you. This to me says, like, peace offering or not, she may not be all up in, because she used to, like, live with Kylie. They had a really close friendship.
Also, she lost work.
Right.
This woman was, like, kicked out of jobs.
Yes. Namely, the ones she had with the Kardashians.
Yeah.
This, to me, says, like, they must have, behind the scenes, been still supporting her, or that this was, all, yeah. again, all for performance.
Well, and that she does, I mean, the thing I think you can take away to the bank is you can, at the very least, say she's not, like, she either is afraid of Kris Jenner,
mm-hmm.
Or she does not have any ill feelings towards the Kardashians because she's promoting this woman's product. And the only reason that I would go, like, think about yourself.
Right.
Like, so the mother of the family that just kicked you to the curb sends you free product.
I'm not probably going to put it on my Instagram.
Right?
She's a gracious person.
Unless you...
Yeah.
Know something we don't know.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Don't hurry. When we return on the Colleen and Bradley Show, celebrities behaving badly. We call them D-bags.
D-bags!
And we're going to tell you all about them after this on My Talk 107.1. Celebrities behaving badly. We love to tell you about them on the Colleen and Bradley Show. My Talk 107.1 streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything Entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hi, how's it going?
Oh, you know. And we've got a name for these celebs behaving badly, and that name is...
D-Bag!
Presenting Lord and Lady Douchebag of the Day.
Off the die.
Off the die!
Hello!
Who's your D-Bag, Bradley?
I love him. He just annoys me.
Tan Mom's been really showing up for
us
today.
She's got lots of opinions, yes. Frankly, and I'm not always here for them. My D-Bag today is... Piers Morgan.
Oh, welcome.
I mean, it's like shooting proverbial fish in a barrel. Or should I say, just Piers Morgan is crap.
There you go.
Okay. So this should not come as no surprise that he had a hot take about the Oscars that you probably won't agree with.
You don't say. Can't wait.
And I just thought, like, it's hard when you do D-bags, right, Colleen? Because, like, you don't want to give oxygen. Some days you mm-hmm. just show up on planet Earth and you're like, I don't want to breathe on that.
Mm-hmm.
I want that to suffocate. And these kinds of headlines can just eat it. Piers Morgan, in his column for the Daily Mail, said the following. R.I.P. the Oscars. These grim, woke-ravaged, fun-devoid awards were a howlingly dull train wreck that killed the Hollywood dreamstone dead. Also, what's a Hollywood dreamstone?
I don't know.
Is that like a Romancing the Stone?
Or like an amulet of some kind?
Do I collect it?
In a Steven Spielberg movie.
Oh, no.
Oh, really quickly, can I put a pin in this hater over here for a second?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Like a big stick pin?
Yeah.
Like, you know how you used to, like, put bugs on it?
He is secure.
Okay. Can we talk about, did you see the trailer for West Side Story?
I did not.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, wait. What does it? I need to go back and watch it.
You need to go watch it because mm-hmm. it was
good.
It gave me tingles, and I will tell you,
I'm excited.
I did not have any tingles for this when I first heard that they were redoing West Side Story. I was like, oh, come on.
Mm-hmm.
Holly, did you have any tingles?
I had some surprising tingles.
Oh, not good tingles?
Well, there were tingles.
It's okay if you didn't have tingles.
I thought it was going to be modern. I didn't realize it was just a literal
remake. Oh, can I tell you that's
remake.
What made me happy? Was that it's not like...
Oh, that it's not
2021?
Like, yeah, like modernized, like the...
I
like
saw the big flouncy skirts flying across. Oh, it just made my gay little heart sing.
I'm excited.
So anyway, I don't know. Maybe you won't like it. It's fine, but I got really...
No, it looks good.
I got really excited.
Yeah. It's out December 10th, by the way. Trailer on mytalk1071.com.
That other trailer that they showed, what was it? There was two things.
Oh, Summer of Soul, Questlove's new documentary that's coming out this summer.
That was another one that looked mm-hmm. amazing.
That looks amazing.
Okay, now back to Piers Morgan. He's a D-bag. Why? Because...
Well, he's not wrong that the telecast was crap. Boring. It's the reasons why, I'm guessing. That
well,
we're
for me,
not in agreement
I'm like,
with him.
I don't want to hear... Like, he is just an aggrieved human who thinks that everything has to do with the three... issues that he seems to care about,
mm-hmm.
which I would take umbrage with and argue on points. I will not do so here, but I will just suffice it to say that the reason he did not like the Oscars tells us why he is a D-bag
yes.
and a not nice man. And I could use some other terms.
Yeah.
and have repeatedly, but I will not do so here. But you can read if you'd like. Now, again, to your point, there were things about the Oscars telecast I didn't like. Mm-hmm. But I don't see everything through the lens that this man seems to see the world.
Yeah.
His just apocalyptic view on progress seems to always manifest itself.
Well, and it all is in service to your previous point of his personal perspective.
Yeah.
Right?
Also, Hollywood's dead?
No, anyone? It's very much not. Worry not.
Anyone?
It's not.
Hollywood's dead?
No.
Hollywood is very much alive.
Yeah, and kicking.
Yeah.
And stretching.
And kicking. Just to be clear, a global pandemic did nothing to slow Hollywood down. Mm-hmm. They may not have shown you, like, they may have been like, oh, we're wearing masks off set. And, you know, they're checking all the boxes. But this industry is very much alive. And I don't think Piers Morgan, you know, complaining about its demise is really going to mean much to most people.
No, it's not going to be the thing that does it.
Yeah. And remember, we were having conversations, would the Oscars even happen at all?
Yeah.
Right. And then they did. Mm-hmm. And there were many wonderful films that were celebrated last night.
Have you turned on a streaming service lately?
Yeah. Oh, my gosh.
Uh-huh.
Thank you very much. Mm-hmm.
Now, the old, you know, the four old people that used to run things, they're probably, you know, well, they're long dead, but the way Hollywood used to make money has certainly changed, and it is going through an evolution. But the industry of movie making and television making is very much alive and here to stay. So regardless of what Piers Morgan seems to think, and I would just like to remind you that all things related back to Piers Morgan have to do with his ego being bruised
and just
by an American woman.
Only the things he
a black
cares
American
about.
Woman.
Thank you.
Who snubbed him on a text stream.
Yeah. Yeah. That he has
Thank
a
you.
Major axe to grind with. Personally. Do you want to know who my D-bag is?
Yas, queen.
Holly, get ready to hit that bell.
Okay.
Rebel Wilson and Hello Magazine.
Oh my God, what's going on?
Somebody get them a Gatorade.
Don't start with me.
That's what I said, Tan Mom.
What's going on with Rebel Wilson and Hello?
Is supposed to be what on Instagram?
Oh, well, she's supposed to be taking a break, but she's since given that up, apparently, supposedly.
Oh my gosh. Not only is she given that up, but she is given up pictures of herself sunbathing in a brassiere.
Ooh, a brassiere specifically?
Yes.
Okay.
She's wearing her bra. And the caption of the selfie was, hey, 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 so I'm going to sign off. Oh, wait, no, that's a different one. No, but she basically was like, got to get the sunshine any way I can. Have to get that vitamin D where I can. And there she is lying on the grass in a bra. Do you see this? Open it up and then scroll down. It's right in the middle.
I see the bra picture.
Yep.
Girl, like, you don't get, like, vitamin D. Well, I guess vitamin D does absorb in your from your skin.
In your skin.
I think it's, like, it's not necessary that your boobs are out, is
well,
my point.
You know, but it is necessary that your boobs are out if you're going to take a selfie and you're thirsty.
True.
Because
that is very true.
And listen, I don't care. Like, she can take a picture of, I don't care what she's wearing. She's allowed to take selfies, pictures, she's allowed to get her vitamin D, all of those things. My problem is not even a problem. The reason it's D-baggy is because I thought she was taking a break from social media, and I'm waiting for my break.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't have your break today.
There's not a break.
I really want to understand, and somebody please do the homework, or like do the, like, I think you need to go undercover, Colleen, because I need to understand Hello Magazine.
Me too.
I need to understand, because my gut feeling is that it is just taking headlines from publicists who are trying to get their celebrity clients publicity.
Mm-hmm.
Because I always see Rebel Wilson headlines, mm-hmm. and I also see Julianne Hough headlines, mm-hmm. And it's always the thirsty celebrities who get headlines in Hello Magazine.
Well, here's how Hello Magazine describes itself in its history section on its website. It says, it sure does. It
says, history of hello.
Says hello. I'm just going to read you the last sentence. Champions respectful coverage of celebrities and royalty alike and specialize in bringing exclusives to the world, making it a firm favorite with many stars who want to bring their baby and wedding news to the public. So please, Hollywood, speak that sentence.
That says we will take your publicity pitch and publish it as content.
Wait, say that sentence again, because you're right. I just want to hear it again because that was crafty.
Here's the sentence. Hello, champions. Respectful coverage of celebrities and royalty alike and specialize in bringing exclusives to the world.
Yeah.
Making it a firm favorite with many stars who want to bring their baby and wedding news to the public.
Like, for example, at the top of today's Hello Magazine, Sam Champion turns heads with shirtless workout photos. Good morning, America's Sam. Champion was able to get away for a sun-drenched vacation recently, but it was a case of work hard, play harder.
Oof.
Like, is there normally a Sam Champion beat?
I mean, do I know what a Sam Champion
You is? Would, you'd recognize him from Good Morning America if you watch, but...
Okay, thank you for saying that, because, oh yeah, that's another thing I've noticed. Is they've got for Good Morning America.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. I'm looking at...
and the Today Show, like newscasters.
Yeah,
like,
again, and I bet it's because their PR people are
Uh-huh.
I think I'm picking
I don't think that, like, let's see who did this story. Hannah Hargrave, the U.S. deputy editor of Hello! I don't think she's hot on the Sam Champion beat. Like, she doesn't wake up in the morning and go, okay, I've got four things I need to check on. One of them being Sam Champion. The world needs to know what he's doing on his vacation.
Because I don't know what you're looking at, because I'm looking at the page I'm looking at the very, very top, there's a story on Dylan Dreyer, who's on the Today Show, and it's a story about cutting her son's hair.
Maybe I'm just on a different...
Yeah, but what I'm saying is it doesn't matter if we're on different pages. Yeah. We're both getting served headlines about, I don't watch morning news shows.
Yeah. So, oh, Dylan Dreyer reveals bittersweet parenting moment. Yeah, they probably just updated it. But yeah. But if you go through, I guarantee you're going to see some patterns. Mm-hmm. But to Holly's point, you know, in reading the whatever respectful coverage or positive, however they worded that, it's like
exclusive.
We're not going to say anything we haven't been told to say.
Right. Right.
Supposedly,
and also,
allegedly.
We know exclusive. Anytime any, and this goes for any tabloid website or magazine, when they tout an exclusive, that means they literally got it straight from the horse's mouth.
They just opened up and
reprinted it. Okay. I wish that the world could see what you just did, because that was pretty spectacular.
Well, kids, you're going to have to watch the home version.
There isn't one.
Okay.
Well, we have a YouTube channel.
That's true, but you won't see what he just did.
No, we don't.
When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley Show, we've had a delightful few years of no Michael Lohan headlines.
Oh, that's true.
Well, that has stopped.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So I'm going to just share with you, let's call it a D-Bag Double Down.
All right.
Featuring Michael Lohan after this on My Talk 107.1. Thank you, Holly. This is the Colleen and Bradley Show on My Talk 107.1. Streaming live at MyTalk1071.com. Everything entertainment. Colleen Lindstrom, Bradley Trainer.
Hello.
And sometimes we have some extra D-bags lying around, and today we have one. And it's a D-bag double down.
Good bad.
Presenting Lord and Lady Douchebag of the Day.
So this was the news, I think it was just 2 days ago. So wait, yesterday was Sunday. So Saturday, TMZ reported that Michael Lohan, the father of Lindsay Lohan, who, you know, has had some past run-ins with the law, was arrested again. And this time it was for, listen, one thing you can say about Michael Lohan is he's a hustler. Like, he's always trying to find new and creative ways to make some money. Oftentimes it involves some sort of reality show or attention of some sort.
Yeah.
Well, this time he was arrested for allegedly getting illegal kickbacks from a rehab facility. Basically, he was cutting deals where he would refer drug addicts to a Florida facility and then get money for each one of those referrals.
Okay, I wonder if this is the one that he was at. Do you remember, yes, like going back, the one that he was at, the one that Tan Mom was mm-hmm. at?
I think Farrah Abraham was there for a period of time. I don't know. That's a good question. We don't have the name of the facility.
Okay.
This is called patient brokering, and it's illegal because it corrupts the healthcare system, and it means that people who are brokering these relationships are more doing it more for the money than for the patient care.
Mm-hmm.
And apparently he allegedly got checks totaling more than $25,000.
Wow.
But I believe that at one point he did work at a rehab center. I might have made that up. In any case, he's been closely connected with rehabs, having also been a resident at different points in his life.
Has he said anything?
He has not, but his lawyer has. Would you like to hear what his lawyer had to say? Her name is Heidi Perlett, and she says, and I quote, "Michael Lohan has helped countless individuals suffering from addiction issues. Michael should be applauded for his efforts in saving lives, not arrested for them. Michael has devoted much of his life to helping those in need. This fact has been conveniently overlooked by Palm Beach County State Attorney. According to the state attorney, Michael is the 117th person arrested in Palm Beach County by the Sober Home Task Force. Michael is not a number, and he will not be reduced to one of the state attorney's statistics. Justice does not revolve around statistics. It revolves around truth. The whole truth will come out when Michael has his
and
day in court."
Nothing but the truth.
Yeah. I mean, it's a dramatic statement, but I don't know. Actually, now I want to know what that place, have you looked it up yet?
Mm-mm.
I want to know what that, because I think it was a Florida rehab.
Yeah, I know it was in Florida for sure. When we talked to Tan Mom, if I remember correctly, we were talking to Tan Mom. Why were we talking to Tan Mom about rehab?
I don't.
And why Michael Lohan would have been there?
I don't remember.
And why she was like looking at Farrah Abraham from across the room. Don't you remember this conversation?
I actually do.
Yeah, like I remember Tan Mom saying something about how...
Do you know what? That was after she was arrested here.
Yeah.
In Minneapolis.
I think it's ridiculous.
Yeah. I understand.
I mean, we feel you.
I love him. He just annoys me.
Well, I mean, what can we say?
But I remember talking to her, and it had to do with, I swear, Farrah Abraham was like looking at her funny or something. But then I'm thinking, like, why were we asking anybody about what was going on inside rehab?
Maybe she didn't talk to us about it. Maybe we read it somewhere.
That's entirely possible.
At some point, Tan Mom did give advice to Farrah Abraham on the internet.
Right.
And then Farrah Abraham fights with Tan Mom.
Yes, this sounds... This smells like us.
Here it is. Yes, this just, like, reeks of Colleen Bradley. Take a whiff of this.
Mm-hmm.
8 years ago, Farrah Abraham has reportedly been kicked out of a 10-day rehab program in Palm Beach, Florida, because she got in a fight with another patient. Guess who else is staying there?
Mm-hmm.
Tan Mom.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was something. I specifically remember Tan Mom saying she kept looking at her phone. She was not paying attention in the meetings.
That's
she kept
what I
looking
remember. You
at
know
her
what?
Phone.
Do you know? I think she talked to Howard Stern about that. Or maybe it was us.
I swear it was us.
I don't know. I often get Howard Stern and us confused.
I just have a visceral memory.
Hashtag
midday.
Here's a camera that caught up with Tan Mom in Times Square 8 years ago. Mm. I don't know about the language, so I'm scared to play it. But she did.
I would be scared.
Yeah. She did talk about that, Tan Mom. Are you going to play it?
No, because I'm scared.
Okay. She's scared. Okay. You're rightly scared.
That's fine. That's fine.
Don't start with me.
Okay, we won't. Apparently, no, but here's the thing about Michael Lohan and Tan Mom is that he's the one that took her to that treatment facility in Palm Beach.
Can we just connect all the dots for the listener who's like, you started out telling me about Michael Lohan. Why am I talking about Tan Mom and Fair Abraham? Well, I will tell you because I guarantee that the person who put these things all in motion together and the reason that they were all at rehab at the same place, because Michael was involved in this rehab experience with Tan Mom and Fair Abraham, and it's all because of a woman named
Gina Rodriguez.
Yes.
Who is a talent manager. You might also recognize her from the show Mama June from Not to Hot, because she is Mama June's manager.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, you start connecting these dots, it's undeniable. Well, apparently, Michael Lohan talked to E! News after he met Tan Mom, and he wrote, evidently, she heard I was trying to get Lindsay into Lukens because it's high-end and individualized treatment. She reached out to me through friends. Ironically, she went to the same high school as me, Cold Spring Harbor in Long Island.
Yes, they were like friends.
Yes.
This all is now making sense.
But actually, she was in my younger brother's class. Anyway, he moved her into the treatment facility, and I believe it was Lukens.
That sounds familiar.
Right?
Lukens.
And he said, quote, I must say that I was pleasantly surprised when I met her because she was nothing like people made her out to be. If she stays with the program, she will beat her addictions. So I wonder if, I wonder if he got a kickback for that.
Well, I mean, again, we'll never know. We'll truly never know.
We really won't. We'll never know. But we will wait for his day in court so we can hear the entire story. Because innocent until proven guilty. When we come back on the Colleen and Bradley show, we are going to have a conversation with our friend Paul McGuire Grimes from Paul's Trip to the Movies to hear his thoughts on the actual awards last night at the Oscars. We'll talk to Paul after this on the Colleen and Bradley show on My Talk 107.1.